Abraham, a group of beings who are not currently in physical form, speak this material through Esther Hicks, who is in physical form at this particular time, and she'll bring them in right now, and they'll begin the message for you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are extremely pleased to discuss this most important topic, law of attraction. For within it you will find the understanding, if you are looking for it, the key to all that you seek. We are non-physical friends. What we are meaning by that is the voice that you are hearing now comes forth from non-physical perspective. And we interact here in this very physical world with you in order to assist you in understanding the universal laws that exist in both our non-physical dimension and your physical dimension. There are three eternal universal laws that we are wanting to assist you in understanding, that you may apply them effectively and satisfactorily here through your physical expression of life. The law of attraction is the first of the laws that we are offering. And if you do not understand and are not able to effectively apply the law of attraction, then the second law, which is law of deliberate creating, and the third, which is law of allowing, cannot be. You must understand and effectively utilize the first in order to understand and utilize the second. And you must be able to understand and utilize the second before you will be able to understand and utilize the third. Many of you have in other lives, physical and non-physical, come to understand the law of attraction. You have just forgotten it here. You also have understood and effectively applied law of deliberate creation. Law of allowing is what most of you are working upon now from that broader perspective. The law of attraction says that which is likened to itself is drawn. And when you understand the magnetic power of your thought, then you will understand how it is you are getting what you are getting in your life experience. The second law is the law of deliberate creation. Now we emphasize the word deliberate because all of you are creators of your life experience. There is not an exception to that. But most of you, because you do not understand these laws, do not create deliberately. You do it by accident or by default. The law of deliberate creation says that which you give thought to and that which you believe or allow or expect is. And the law of allowing says, I am that which I am, and I am willing to allow all others to be that which they are. When you are willing to allow others to be as they are, even in their not allowing of you, then you will be allower. It is not likely that you will reach that point until you come to understand how it is you get what you get. Only when you understand that another cannot be a part of your experience unless you invite them through thought, that circumstances cannot be a part of your experience unless you invite them through thought, only then will you be the allower that you are wanting to be as you have come forth into this expression of life. All of these laws hinge upon your understanding of the law of attraction. You live here in a world that seems very vast. And if you were to look at the world very carefully, you would see that there are amazing events and circumstances. Some of them you approve of and like. Some of them you disapprove of. There is that which you like and that which you don't like, and some of everything in between here in this physical environment. Your physical environment is like the universe itself, where there is some of everything that has ever been thought, ever been imagined, ever been experienced. You're not here to try to get the world to be just like you want it to be. You are here to create the world around you that you choose, while you allow the world as others choose it to be to exist also. An understanding of that intent as you came forth into physical experience, and an understanding of the law of attraction and the law of deliberate creation, will bring you clearly to your most wanted understanding of all, which is law of allowing. And so let us begin. See yourselves as wondrous and powerful magnets. And your magnetic power hinges upon your use of thought. As you give thought to what is wanted, the magnet reaches out into the universe and attracts other thoughts that are like unto it and brings it unto you. Other thoughts, circumstances, events, other beings or other creators who are wanting that which you want, all of these things are brought into a sort of powerful magnetic funnel into your experience. In short, you are getting what you are thinking about, whether you're wanting it or not. The universe delivers equally, not stopping to question whether you want it or not, but offering you, by law, whatever it is that you are focused upon. It is a most wondrous law, for as all laws, it is absolute and consistent, and it works even in your ignorance of it. As you begin to give thought, no matter where the stimulation has come from, you may have picked it up subliminally or unconsciously from a friend's thoughts. You may have received it from the television or from something you are reading. It matters not where the stimulation came from. As you ponder that thought, the law of attraction goes to work for you and begins to offer to you other thoughts that are of similar nature. If you are thinking about something in your present, perhaps something that you do not want, you find yourself attracting others who are willing and wanting to talk about the same subject. Until your thought grows larger and larger, you begin to reach into your past experience, sometimes even projecting this negativity into your future experience, attracting more and more conversation, more and more evidence, more and more circumstance and event that perpetuate this negative thought. Of course, it works just as well with positive thought.